我们今天下午来集中在箴言一章到九章，这是一个集子。
This afternoon, we would like to focus on Proverbs chapter 1 through 9 as a unit.
当然我们要查考箴言是从以色列古代以色列智慧传统来开始看着手的。
In order to study Proverbs, we should start from the basis of the Israelite wisdom. Because in the Bible, there is this the tradition of law.
那也就是说用那摩西五经就是神的律法来做主要中心。
Which is the five books written by Moses as a center of the law.
当然也是五经里头也很重要，有讲到神的律法、民法、社会法。
In the five books, there are also laws regarding regarding
the divine law,
divine law,
social statutes,
social status.
那 social statutes.
Oh, statutes, social statutes.
那另外呢，除了这个律法。他会一直的发扬光大，传承到今天的以色列的犹太教的一个很大的根本，所谓的根本组织和根本的宗教社会生活的一个底本。
So from all these laws, there's development into what Judaism is structured around.
是非常复杂的一个律法。
It's actually a very complicated system of law.
跟以后的经典。
There are also books that are written based on them.
那第二个很重要就是先知传统 prophetic tradition.
The second thing is the prophetic tradition.
这个是非常的源远流长。
This also has a very long history.
那当然也跟以色列民族历史连接在一起的。
It is also closely related to the development of the Jewish history.
那第三个就是我们今天要查考的叫做那智慧传统。
The third is the tradition of the wisdom.
那这个不是以色列专有的。
This is not specific to the Israelites.
因为古代的近东包括这个埃及或者巴比伦都是有这样一个传承下来的。
Because in the ancient Near East, there are these type of tradition, for example, in Egypt.
那埃及叫埃及叫 Maat, M-A-A-T, 这个当作智慧的一个寻找的目标。
In Egypt, there is this saying of Maat, which is the objective of searching for wisdom.
那么以后呢，就变成在社会里头有属于跟那个先知的、祭司的、长老一样的重要，就变成智者，就是。
So then later on, there are these group of people known as the wise teachers or the wise men, and they have the same status as the priests or as the elders.
那他们就可以来教导这个我们所谓的家训，就是家中的家规家法这有关这样的训词，这样的就是格言式的教导。
They can actually teach about a way of conduct in the family.
那我们有时候叫做 wise sayings,
we call them wise sayings or wisdom sayings.
都是这些师父来出现的。
And these are being taught by these teachers.
那在圣经里头有当父亲的或者当师父的，那他们就用这个父亲的身份和师父的身份来教导子女。
In the Bible, there are these fathers or teachers who teach others in a place of a father or teacher.
So 叫子弟了，或者叫门生，或者叫做学生。
So they call them the disciples or the students.
但是这个他们所讲，我们叫智训，智慧的训诲啊，智慧的训诲。Wisdom saying.
So they teach them wisdom sayings.
是有关他们如何的修身养性敬神爱人。
It's related to their conducts, their deeds, and also how they fear God and love men.
那最重要就是他如何的明哲保身，延年益寿。
So the most important is how they keep themselves pure, and also control what they say and what they do.
Wholesome life.
A wholesome life.
好，那这个就是就我们所谓的这个智慧，在这个教导当中占着很重要的地位。
So this is something that has a a great placement, a great place in the teaching of wisdom.
智慧这个字
which is the word wisdom itself.
我们拉丁叫做 sapientia, 那个就 sophia, 这希腊文。
In Latin, it's called sapientia, or in Greek, it's called sophia.
那希伯来文本身就是 hokma,
In Hebrew, it's called hokma.
那我们在英文就叫 wisdom。
In English, we use the word wisdom.
都是有同样的原来的意义在里头。
They all have the same original meaning.
它是多元意义的 polysemous.
It's polysemous.
也就是说，它不是只有一个定义而已。
So, in other words, it does not just have one definition.
因为它也是有关你的洞察力。
Because sometimes it is about your observation or perception.
Or insights.
Or insight.
另外是有关乎你的品性。
It could also be about your conduct,
your inner nature,
your character, or your societal actions.
那这一类都有一个指引的一个原则，那叫做智慧。
And so they all have the source in wisdom itself.
那圣经又把智慧变成有一个拟人化 personification, 有一个人格化的这样的倾向。
The Bible also uses personification to describe wisdom.
它可以当一个智慧的像师父，用男性来代表。
It could be represented by a male teacher.
但是同时它也是一个 lady wisdom, 它也是一个女性阴性来代表。
And at the same time, it's represented by a lady wisdom.
那么在这个用阴性来代表的时候，
When it's represented as a lady wisdom,
那他就 会再进一步，就用神这边的智慧来 做最高的一个出现。
It will go deeper into the wisdom of God as the greatest manifestation of wisdom,
divine wisdom,
which is divine wisdom.
那所以圣经在谈的时候，不管是你的技巧、你的聪明，或者你的言教，但是都会跟神连接在一起。
So.Whether it is regarding your deeds or your words, it would be related to God.
在社会层面、家庭层面，就是这个师父、这个父兄，或者叫父亲。
In the societal level, where we use a father or teacher, or master.
那么在从人生的抽象的属灵方面，就是神的智慧。
And going into the more abstract level, which is actually the divine wisdom.
但是你要查考进去的话，智慧又好像太初有道的那个道。
But when we also study wisdom, we can find that wisdom is also like the word described at the beginning.
我早上说过达巴，就是希伯来字的达巴，也或者是那个希腊字的 logos, 就是这个道。那也其实也是跟智慧差不多。
And this study in the morning, which is dabal in Hebrew,
logos
in Greek.
那就是 word 神的道。那日本话叫 kotoba, 就是有言，就有力量的这个言叶，有力量的言辞。
In Japanese, it's called doba, and what it is the word that is with power,
performative power.所以这个就是说，这个我们可以看出说，原来从神的律法、神的智慧底下，你可以看人本身、社会的然后自身的了，应该如何串通这横面跟纵面，是我们的责任的。
So you can see that from divine wisdom, there is the wisdom dealing with the society, and there's also wisdom dealing with ourselves personally, and it crosses in all directions.
所以你在看智慧的时候，它有时候是说这是一个聪明，一个或者一个训诲。
So when we look at wisdom, we can see that sometimes it is a teaching or it is a saying
or instruction.
Instruction.
那这个就要把握住，这会跟神的律法那个律法的字眼同样的意义。
And this is one we need to really pay attention because it has the same word as.The word of God.
因为 Torah 这个 law, divine law, 这个 law 这个字这个律法本身，它有训词，有尺度，有神的那个忠信之道，这些都是在诗篇119篇可以互换的。
So, the word Torah, which means divine law. And in it, there are different aspects of teachings. And you can see that in
Psalm 119.
Instructions. Or the word.
Commandments of God.
So these all have the same word as the word of God. So we say these are the teachings of God or the word of God. Just like the word truth, it is the words of the truth.
是神放诸四海不会改变的一个原则。
It is something that God actually proclaims to everywhere, and it would never change.
那在现在加太书第二章就说那个福音的真理，那个真理就是福音的原则那个意思。
In Galatians chapter 2, it talks about how gospel is this
the truth of the gospel.
The truth of the gospel.
Truth of the gospel. 那就是 principle of the gospel 的意思。
Which means the principle of the gospel.
所以说这真理我们就又要查看，好像智慧要查看是哪一个角度，哪个正确的定义。
So we need to study the correct perspective and definition of the truth.
所以我们对圣经的字眼呢，圣经的 lexicon， 我们有时候就要正视它，因为 它可以有多元的意义，那我们要掌握住它的正确的应用。
So we need to be careful with the lexicon of the Bible, because then we would apply the correct meaning.
尤其我们读书人啊，或者喜欢查考的人，应该更加注意就对了哈。
So for those of us who like to study or research, this is something we can pay more attention to.
所以我们就要查经，就要进入到圣经，让圣经跟我们说，我们不要替圣经讲我们自己的话。
So when we study the Bible, we need to look at what the Bible says instead of speaking
for
what,
the Bible.
Speaking for the Bible.
那就是说我们要 exegesis， 不要 eisegesis， 这样的意思就对了。
So we need to do exegesis and not eisegesis.
好，我们现在来看呢箴言。
So now let's look at Proverbs.
你就可以从第一章看出它的几个重要重点。
You can see some important points in chapter 1.
因为第一章你可以从第一节看到第七节。
From verse 1 to verse 7.
这是全集子，就是 collection 的一个 prescript， 一个序言。
This is the prescript. Which is as a whole.
那这二节到六节呢，教导你，就是说你看这本书，这个，就是common，不是那个 wisdom sayings 这 collection 的好处在哪里？那 benefit 在哪里？
So from verse 2 to 6, you can see the benefits of studying the wisdom.
几乎把你的那个眼明耳聪了，内心的聪那个光明啊，跟敏锐啊，全部把它带出来。
It would bring out all the acuteness or the sensitivity from within.
那而且你应该应对人家给你的神给你的教训，你有那理解力。
And you would have the ability to discern what others tell you.
所以 understanding 在这智慧书里头也占着很重要的地位。
So understanding also has a great place in these books of wisdom.
学习了以后，你有学问，你可以增广你的见识。
And once you have learned, then you can expand in your knowledge and experience.
所以说那个多学，多采集人家经验，多从神的话语的学习，多从社会各方面关照，那你可以得到很好的一个聪明、耳聪、眼明的结果了。
So if we study the word of God and we also observe what goes on around us, then we can really obtain wisdom.
所以请你注意看很多的重要的动词跟名词。
So pay attention to a lot of the verbs and nouns.
你就会看到说动词是有关你怎么学习，怎么吸收，怎么理解。
Then you can see that verbs relate to how you can learn and how you can understand.
然后如何的运用，应用出去。
And also how to apply.
那得到什么好处？那这些名词都在那里头了。
And then as for benefits, then they are contained in the nouns.
比如说得到聪明。
For example, to receive wisdom.
那意思就是耳聪眼明，那你判断力很正确。
Which means, your ears are full and your eyes are sharp.
啊，换句话说，你可以，既然就是有进退，处事待人，如何的合宜和中道。
And you know how to treat other people in moderation and to know when to go forward and backward.
那如何的让神喜悦？得到让人得到造就
，and also how to please God and edify men.
那到了第七节，变成很重要的一个格言，很重要的教训了。
When we get to verse 7, it's actually a very important teaching.
因为你学这些是跟你家庭、身家是会有用的东西。
Because this is related to you personally, to your family, and also to the society.
你应该有一个最后的依归啊，这最后的归宿就是在第七节说的。
And you do have a last place to go to, which is what is in verse 7.
敬畏神,
the fear of the Lord
是知识的开端,
is the beginning of wisdom.
那以后这句话会再重现在致训的教诲里头。
And these will continue to be repeated in the teaching of the word.
好，那我们讲了第一章的一节到七节当一个序论以后呢,
So now we have talked about how verse 1 to 7 is prescript.
好，那我们就可以进到说从一章的八节一直到九章的十八节当作一个部分了。
Then we can go into verse 8 all the way to chapter 9 verse 18.
我要是说 1.8, 那是英国式的讲，也就是用 1.8, 意思是说一章八节。
So I'll use the syntax 1.8, which means chapter 1, verse 8.
那假定用台湾的英国的话，台湾或者美国的话就用两点 colon， 那就多一点的话，就多半秒钟的时间。
So in the US, we use a colon to represent this.
Colon， 那个分冒号八，那就一章八节。
So 1:8 means chapter 1, verse 8.
当然，这两组都是用阿拉伯数字写的。
And of course, both systems are using the Arabic numbers.
但是我们中文跟数字来混合的时候，那个你就用大写的一或大写的五，然后用数字来写节，所以说章用汉字写，那么节就用阿拉伯数字写。
But in Chinese, we use Chinese character to represent the chapter, and then the Arabic numbers to represent the verse.
那这个在印刷在编辑方面统一一下就可以了。
And this just had to be consistent size in printing.
Manual style, okay.
In the manual style.
好，那我们讲这个以后呢，我们现在再看这个一章八节到九章十八节，全部都是这个父亲用父亲的身份在颂赞这智慧。
So from chapter 1 verse 8 to chapter 9 verse 18, these are all actually from the voice of the father in praising.
但是呢，父亲会关怀到，就是说子女，尤其是男子哈，就是说儿子，他会走什么岔路吗？
The father would care for, especially the son, in whether he would walk in the wrong way or not.
当然，在这个古代的社会，就是重男轻女。
In the ancient society, there is a greater emphasis on sons.
所以只要提子，那提男子，或者说男的这边，那女的可以不提，大概就了解说，他们可以不提，或者是比较次要而已。
You can see that they usually talked about the sons, or they talk more about the sons.
对，所以说用儿子的形迹啊，来代表家庭教育啊，也是这样子，要注意到如何的带起来。
So it uses what the son needs to do as what needs to be done in the family.
那通常要教导子女啊，我们把女也包括进去好了。通常要教导子女，大概就要从圣经的宗教教育这个方面来看的。
In order to teach our children, if we include both sons and daughters, we need to look at it from the religious education of the Bible.
那我们现在看呢，诗篇第一篇大概就可以概括在负面的那些人，这个子女应该避免的对象。
In Psalm chapter 1, we can see what are the things that should be avoided.
其实在诗篇里头有几篇啊，也都是在讲律法，不是，都在讲那个智慧诗篇。
In some, there are also some of them that talk about wisdom.
那这些诗篇呢，会应该跟约伯记，啊，或者是箴言、传道书，还有所罗门智慧，还有一个另外一个就是，希拉克儿子耶稣的智训，都保持在以色列叫智慧传统里头很重要的类书。
So these actually should be put together with the Book of Job, Proverbs.Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, and also
Song of Solomon.
Song of Solomon.
还有一个就是那个Wisdom of Yesu ben Sirach.
And also the Wisdom of Yesu ben Sirach.
因为这两本是在旁经。
These are considered the side books.
但是很重要的有关智慧的教导。
But there are very important teachings regarding wisdom.
就是Solomon智训。Wisdom Solomon.
Which is the wisdom of Solomon.
或者叫希拉克智训就可以了，因为一样的希拉克的姓，可这个人叫耶稣，耶稣的，但也的一样的名字，耶稣，
耶稣，
也可以。
Which is the, there's also another book called The Wisdom of Yesu.
今天的墨西哥人很多叫做耶稣，那你也不要以为稀奇了。
So when you hear the name Yesu, for example, the word Jesus, which is the same word as Jesus, among the Hispanics, you don't have to be alarmed.
他们也取这个名字当他们的名字。
Because this is also a common name that is used.
所以刚才说的就是说，这约伯记、智慧诗篇，或者是箴言或者传道书。
So as we talked about Job.Proverbs, Ecclesiastes of the Song of Solomon.
Wisdom Song.
Oh, the Wisdom Songs.
那再加上那两个外圣经外的那个以色列的智慧书。
And also the two other wisdom books that are outside of the Bible, as we mentioned.
那他们呢，都是用师父、用父亲的身份来教导这社会大众或者家中的子女。
They use the voice of master or father to teach.The children in general.
好，那我们来看哈，这个要避开的人，他们先教说，你们要从负面来看，什么人，什么坏的人，你们避开。
First, it talked about what type of people we need to avoid.
那诗篇智慧诗篇的第一篇呢，也就从那里在指引出说，原来是教育的一个要教导他们远离的那些坏人的是谁。
And so, from this perspective, what are the evil people that they should avoid?
请看第一章，第一篇一节。
Let's refer to Psalm 1, verse 1.
你不要跟从恶人的计谋。
Walk not in the counsel of the ungodly.
The wicked, 恶人。再来，你不要站在罪人的道路。
Nor stand in the path of sinners.
然后第三个动作，不坐在亵慢人的座位。
Nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
要注意这几个的这个错误的或者说罪恶的那个层次跟面向啊。
We need to avoid these type of or evil or this different degree of evil.
譬如说你英文想到 wickedness, 你想到什么？
When we hear of the word wickedness, what do we think about?
想到sin或者罪恶的罪孽的时候，你罪恶罪的时候，你想到什么？
When we hear the word sin, what do we think about?
或者罪孽 iniquity, 你想到什么？
When we hear iniquity, what do we think about?
或者你想到 wrongdoing, 你想到什么？
When we hear wrongdoing, what do we think about?
所以这些字眼就会自然而然会在你英文读过英文的人有不同的面向，有不同层次的那个偏差或者错误，或者说罪恶。
If we have studied these English words, we know that they have different degree and different aspects of wrong of something that is wrong.
好，简单说，用这个恶人、罪人跟亵慢人来代表一个正直人神的百姓应该远离的、应该隔开的、坏的那一群人。
So to put it in more simpler term, as a man who walks after God, we need to avoid those who are wicked, those who are sinners, and those who are scornful.
而且用要顺从、依从、跟随这个字眼，不要跟着他们。
And actually, the word used here is walk not or do not follow them.
啊，那或者不要站在他们的路上。
Or to stand on their path.
啊，因为他们走的路是这样，你就跟站着，那你们要跟他走。
If they walk in that path, we do not stand in their path.
你应该站离开他，不要站在他们罪恶的道上。
We actually should avoid them.
啊，那他们在恶谋的时候，他们在轻慢的时候，你跟他们坐在一起吗？跟他分享吗？
And when they're being scornful together, do we share in them?
那当然，现在提出一个亵慢这个字眼了。
So it uses the word scornful.
因为在智慧诗篇或者智慧书里头，是神所要责打的，是要被处罚的一些坏的人，最坏的人。
In the books of wisdom, those who are scornful are among those.Most wicked that God would punish.
Scoffers.
Scoffers.
S-C-O-F-F-E-R-S.
Oh, scoffers.
那发音就是 lash. 这种人啊，那种呛鼻子，看不起人，很刚硬这些人啊。
So these are people who would say, as in they do not, they look down on other people.
或者是很所以说，我们从以前这里就用亵慢，会带进到我们等一下要看的，智慧书里头一个愚昧的愚那个字那群人。
And this actually will lead us into the study of those who are folly.
那好像虹彩那个光谱 spectrum， 光谱从中间的那个白色哈，那白色开始，或者黄色、绿色开始。
This is like the spectrum where we begin with the white, the yellow, the green.
啊，那你在黄的跟绿的当中，你就进去在蓝电子啊，到那个 purple indigo。那这边呢就变成橘色的到红的紫色，那样，到红的那个，不对，到蓝的跟红的两端了。
Then you can continue on onto purple and indigo, and you can see that there is a whole spectrum from red to blue.
啊，对，那所以说你这样就可以看出哪一种人神不喜欢，就是最极端的这边人。
You can see who are those that God detests the most, and it's those who are the most extreme.
所以我们在查考这个两个阵营的时候，智跟愚的时候。
When we are studying wisdom and folly,
就等于说，圣经一个很明显的一个二分法。
We can see that the Bible distinguishes these two very clearly.
那换句话说 ，dichotomy.
Using dichotomy.
或者叫做 duality， 有两二元的存在。
Or duality, which is the existence of two very different things.
假定有善的话，就有恶。
If there is good, there is evil.
有光明的话，就有黑暗。
If there is light, there is darkness.
有神这边神圣的方面 ，sacred 的方面，就有凡俗的这个 profane 这方面。
If there is a sacred, then there's profane.
有 holy 的话就 unholiness.
If there is holy, then there's unholiness.
当然，英文又要查个什么叫 sacred， 什么叫 holy， 我们就要慢慢的再调整它的意义了。
Then in English, we can further study what is sacred and what is holy.
那我们以后再说。
We can talk about that later.
所以说，在圣经里头讲的智慧传统，就有智跟愚这两群两个二元对立的对偶而对立的。
In the Bible, in the tradition of wisdom, we can see these two, which is wisdom and folly.
那圣经叫我们做智慧人、聪明人是什么意思？
The Bible says we need to be after wisdom, and what does that mean?
那另外智慧又有含着说你很有技巧、很有手那个匠心独运的那种技能。
匠心独
ingenuity。
And it also teaches us we need to have ingenuity.
譬如说正制造会幕，那出埃及记，圣灵给两个人很会编织，很会铸作。
For example, in the building of the tabernacles in the book of Exodus, there are two people that God especially blessed them with certain gifts.
所以这个也是智慧的一个最具体的技在 mechanical 在技能方面的表现。
This is also a most practical manifestation of wisdom, which is in the skills that you have.
譬如说国学大师啦，什么的画师啦，这些师啊师级国粹级的，就是智慧的最具体的表现。
And for example, there are masters in let's say drawing, And these are actually the clearest manifestation of wisdom. Because this 技,
这技术的技, connect, neck, 就跟道要连在一起。
So, neck,
K-N-A-C-K,
connect,
not connect, 这个。
So this actually is related to wisdom.
那要跟道跟神这方面连在一起。
It has to be connected to the word.
不然的话就一个匠手而已。
Otherwise,
一个技能技巧的人而已。
It's just a skilled worker.
那除了这个定义外，还有一个就心性了，整个内在的这个气势，那种根性。Inborn nature.
Or
the virtue, or some moral character.
Okay. Another is the inborn nature, or the moral
refinement.
Moral refinement.
这个都是有关智慧。给你带来的一个修心养性的结果。
And these are all results of a wisdom.
而且你这样一个修养涵养养成了，你有出去的话，又可以来敦立别人。
If you have this type of cultivation, then you could go.
敦立这种 exalt, exalt.
Then we can go and exalt others.
勉励别人，造就别人。
To encourage and to edify others.
这都是关于我们人世间呢，我们自己的内在、外在的一个智慧的表现。
These are all manifestation of wisdom.
那你就有会处理到什么是善，什么是合乎中道，什么是 medium, 什么 golden means. What is good and what is the goal of the golden means.
Then we will come to what is good and what is the golden means.
然后你就会选择的很正确。
Then we would choose rightly.
那你就自然而然，你就不会去站在或者从跟从或者坐在这些恶人的罪人跟亵慢人的座或者有份的上头去了。
Then we would naturally not walk with the wicked, stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of scornful.
因为你要做一个智慧者，你要做一个智者。
Because we would be a wise man.
你要作为一个敬畏神，谨守他律法。
We would be one who fear God and also keeps His commandments.
你会追求什么是良善。
We would pursue what is good.
什么是至好至美的事。
And what is a good, and what is wonderful.
然后你要建立自己，要造就别人，会荣耀神。
We would build up ourselves and we would edify others and glorify God.
这大概就是智慧的定义。
This is the definition of wisdom.
好，那我们现在就来看第一章八节到九章十八节。
Now let's look at Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8 to chapter 9 verse 8.
尤其你从第一章，我们只要简单看第一章来做有两段的叙述了。
If we just look at chapter 1 simply, there are two sections.
你看八节到十九节，从负面来看。
From verse 8 to 19, these is from the negative perspective.
加它一个前提就是说假定罪人 is sinner, if sinners entice you.假定罪人来引诱你，那这个时候你怎么处理
？If the sinners entice us, if the sin lie in
换句话说，就是说危机四伏，你处的社会、处的这个人生道路上有其他的罪啦、恶啦，或者亵慢这些坏的东西，包括来引诱你的时候。
In other words, if there are all these different sins.That are enticing us.
那你怎么办?
What should we do?
你要如何处置?
How should we deal with it?
所以八节到十九节讲这个问题。
Verse 8 to 19 talked about this.
是从相反面来看的。
It is from the opposite or the negative perspective.
那你当然知道不跟他们有份。
Of course, we know that we should not have a part.
不站在罪，不处在那个恶，不坐在亵慢这些人当中。
That we would not go in the way of the wickedness or stand in the way of the sinners
or
to a seat among the scoffers.
好，那么二十节到二十三节。
And then from verse 20 to verse 23. 23.
那就用正面的这个智慧的现身来说，好，来，那你应该来。来听我说要警戒的话。
It describes from the positive angle the fact that we need to listen to the word of wisdom.
所以说这个智慧以后会在第二章跟第八章，你注意看就可以看出来。第二章跟第八章。
Then Then we can see wisdom being described in chapter 2 and chapter 8.
就好像一个人在街头或者高台上楼脚旁边一直大声喊着来啊听我话你们要转离啊要来归从我。
It's like someone calling in the street and in the building that we need to follow him.
因为他是一个叫你怎么走正路的人。
Because he is one who calls us to walk on the right way.
要叫你离开那危险的这个罪了，或者是那亵慢了，或者恶了，这个路上的人。
We are being asked to depart from the way or the company of the wicked or the scoffers.
开始用耳朵来倾听他所要说的话，这个智慧者要说的话。
And we would open our ears to listen to the word of wisdom.
所以这用行动，用我们人生所处的一个实物来讲说，你当如何来听智慧的语言，当如何来杜绝、远离这些恶的事。
And this is using the action to explain how we should walk in the right way and to go away from the wrong.
所以你要记住从前面一句话就好， If sinners entice you, 那你怎么办？ 就从 negative 来看的,
So if sinners entice us, then we need to do what?
那所以说就要听20节到23节， 智慧他很和蔼，但是又很端正的， 很严肃地来招呼说， 你听他所要出的这个训诲。
And then verse 20 and on, you can see the wisdom calls from a very positive angle.
那么二章到三章啊，其实他在讲智慧，怎么用那个形象用语来比拟的，形象的 metaphorical expression.
And then from verse chapter 2 to 3, you can see it uses metaphors to talk about wisdom.
他用珠宝。
For example, pearl.
用黄金。
Gold.
用这些金银财宝，都没有办法来跟那个智慧来比。
And also treasures, and all these things cannot compare to wisdom.
所以说它是一个万宝之宝，连成之宝。
So wisdom is really the treasure of treasure, and it's beyond the price of a city.
你说金不可以换的一个价值连成的一个宝物的。
It is a treasure that cannot even be bought with gold.
所以说你就好像主耶稣在马太十二章二十六节。 说的就生命永远生命跟赚的全世界来比一样。
So for example, Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 12 verse 26, chapter 6 verse 26, comparing earning the whole world versus eternal life.
这个就叫你真的是仔细考，你赚的全世界赔上这永远的生命，价有价值吗？
So even if we have the whole world but lose our eternal life, is this worth it?
同样道理，你假定赚得百万富翁，你没有智慧，有价值吗？
If we become a millionaire, but we do not have wisdom, is it worth it?
所以说，我们选择那个智慧，而不要有这个没有智慧的把财宝。
So we need to choose wisdom, and not treasure.
所以我们来看第。 第二章跟第三章有几句话就来当作它的比较宝贵的地方。
Let's look at some of the verses in chapter 2 and 3.
尤其第三章的十三节以下，大概就可以看出来。
This especially in chapter 3 verse 13 and on, we can see.
因为前面就是一直在讲说你应该怎么追求，你不要以为有智慧，也不要自己有聪明，要追求智慧。
Before this verse, the previous part talked about we need to pursue wisdom. We should not think that we have already acquired wisdom, just like what we sing in hymn 144.
所以十三节一下就是说，有福的人是得智慧，得聪明。Verse
13 reads, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom."
那智慧是胜过黄金财宝。And
wisdom is beyond a fine gold and silver.
它可以让你有长寿，它有富贵。
Length of days is in her hand.
让你有喜乐，有平安。
And we may also have pleasantness and peace.
你就认定说这是个灵性上的满足，灵性上的平安跟喜乐。
We can see that this is the the sense of contentment in the spirit and also the peace and joy in the spirit.
所以有了智慧，你就可以有了这个安定。
When we have wisdom, we can have peace and calm.
你就有内在的那个财富。
We can have the inner treasure.
那你可以在 resourcefulness， 就有左右逢源。
We can be resourceful.
啊，那因为就是你得到智慧。
Because we have attained wisdom.
假定没有智慧的人。
If we are without wisdom,
那以下就会描写。
Then it's what is going to describe next.
那我们最好就是来看出他以下描写的这个智慧的对面是愚蠢的愚字，愚字。
So it's like the opposite of wisdom, which is folly.
啊，当然我们要用中文来说了。
Then we have to use Chinese to explain.
啊，这个人很憨直，很憨憨的。Very simple, naive.
This person is very simple or naive.
很纯啊，但是有点天真无知啊。
So very simple but naive.
A bit innocent.
A bit innocent.
But too simple.
But too simple.
啊，在圣经里头就用 the simple 啊，这个很单纯的不认识食物的人哈。
The Bible uses a simple. The simple to describe this type of people.
那这种人是程度在这个层次最低了。
These are the people at the lowest level.
就是说没有什么可责怪的了，因为他本来就这样子嘛，憨缓慢的笨拙啊。
And we do not rebuke them because this is at their level.
Slow-witted.
They're slow-witted.
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 Slowness. 这样慢慢的、笨笨的、笨拙、dull, D-U-L-L， 这种人 clumsy 这种。
So these are the people who are slow, they're dull, or they're clumsy.
这个还可以啊。
So it's still okay.
你再进一步。
But when we go to the next level.
那这个人真傻。
This person is very foolish.
傻。哎，这个人真呆。
This is stupid.
Stupid 的最浅一点的。
再浅一点。
因为 stupid 这个在拉丁字是很不好的一个字眼。我们在用 stupid 那没有关系，我们在骂骂人而已了。但是这个种人还可以哦，呆啦、傻啦，台湾话讲戆啦，这啊啊啦，这个还可以哦。但是再一个，就圣经所要说愚昧了，愚昧。愚昧就 fool， 这都是 foolish 这个字眼。
Okay， so in English we use fool， but it's actually the next level of foolishness。
那在其实这个在希腊希伯来字叫 kasil， K-E-S-I-L 这个字眼。
So in Hebrew it uses kasil to describe this type of people。
那开口好像一个美丽的孩子张开口，牙齿是黑的，嘴巴张的，让你看得很就是很不舒服那感觉。
When they open their mouth, you can see that their teeth are black, and so it's very unpleasant.
说话很粗鲁。
When they speak, they're very rough.
你心凉了一半，那外表美丽，可是动作那么粗鲁，那说话那不没有见识。
They seem nice outside, but as soon as they speak, you can just feel the coldness in your heart.
那很多人就在圣经描写，他们说话没有见识。
The Bible describes
愚昧。
That they speak like a fool.
没有经验。
They're without experience.
就没有这种尝试啊，没有 common sense.
They don't have a common sense.
有时候他们很懒的，懒惰。
Sometimes, they're very lazy.
这个都在圣经里都有的。
This is all described in the Bible.
那这个已经不好了，这已经是在神不喜欢的一种愚昧的最低层人哈。
And then this is the foolishness. That God is not pleased with.
那另外再进一层叫 evil, E W I L, evil 就是说已经五十次在讲说愚蒙，已经蒙着愚蒙的那个意思哈。
And then the next level up is evil, which is someone who blind.
蒙蔽也可以 blindness.
One way to describe it is these are the people who are blinded or have blindness or ignorant.
这个 ignorant 不是说他学，但是他学不会，或者说他就是没有敏感度了。
Not in the sense that they cannot learn, but in the sense that they are insensitive.
对神的旨意，对他应该处的应对进退时辰， 他不会掌握住。
So they actually would be ignorant of the way of the Lord and what they need to do.
说话不分寸，说话不合宜。
When they speak, they may not speak the right words.
做的事情会伤害到别人。
What, and in what they do, they may end up harming others.
好，这个就是愚蒙。
This is
愚蒙。
Ignorant.
也是foolish。
It's also foolish.
在第三个。
The third.
我们来看那个撒母记上25章。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
撒母记上有一个人，名字叫什么？ 他是亚比该的丈夫。
And in this chapter, it talked about the husband of Abigail.
他名字叫Nabal。
And his name is Nabal.
N-A-B-A-L. 他其实在箴言书里头只出现三次而已，三个字眼，但是三次提到拿巴尔这个字眼。
There are three mentioning of Nabal.
这十七章跟三十章，十七章有一次，那个三十章有两次。
In Proverbs chapter 17 and in chapter 30.
那再请看这个25章，这个人是叫什么名字呢？
Let's look at chapter 25 in 1 Samuel. Let's read verse 3.
这个人叫拿巴，他为人刚愎凶恶。
The name of the man was Nabal, and he was harsh and evil in his doings.
Also very arrogant.
Or in other words, very arrogant or stubborn.
Obstinate.
Or obstinate.
好，这些都可以形容。再看25节。
Let's read verse 25.
亚比该在请陈请的时候，向大卫这么说。
When Abigail was imploring David,
我主就大卫啊，你不要理这个坏人拿巴啊，这我这丈夫拿巴。
Please let not my lord regard this scoundrel.
希伯来人的名字跟他的性情、出生的状况跟历史的任务，他将来的历史任务都会连在一起。
The people at the time actually. Have their names or their
to match with his
condition.
然后 history, the historical,
and also the history
mission. 好，他这个人，他为人愚顽啊，就这愚顽。
And it says that he is a scoundrel.
好，刚才愚蒙，现在是愚顽啊，顽皮的顽，不是顽梗的顽。
So earlier it described him as.
Earlier we said that word, 愚蒙。
So earlier we talked about foolishness, but now it's the scoundrel, the word.
Okay. Nabal, arrogant.
Or Nabal, which means arrogant.
And vile, and vicious.
And also vile and vicious.
所以你看，一个单个愚字，就有到这个地步，有三个字是用愚来。 来灌在一起，愚昧、愚蒙、愚顽。
So you can see that there are these three varying degree of the word fool or foolishness.
那再来第四个，就我们刚才诗篇第一篇看到的谢曼人。
And then there are the fourth, which is what we read in Psalm as a scoffer.
我们格兰德有一个叫做生命之谜的花园，格兰德，那这个mystery of life。
In Glendale, there is a place of origin of a mystery of life. It is actually in the cemetery.
那陵墓的纪念那个教堂有耶稣被钉十字架跟耶稣基督的复活两个很大的图。There
are two paintings in the chapel representing the crucifixion and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那两幅画也是蛮出名的。
Those two paintings are famous.
那这外头有一个雕像，一群人，就站在，这都站在那个台上的那个大理石的台上。But
on the outside, there is this sculpture of people who are standing on granite.
你就可以看出人的众生相在那里。Then
you can see the different type of people.
好，有一个鸽子刚好孵出卵出来，小鸽子出来。 那两个小孩子在看，在欣赏，在赞赏，说生命的来源是神所给的。
There is a dove that has just given birth to a baby dove,
just
hatch an egg, and there are two children who are looking at it, thinking about life is from God.
那哲学家就烧着头，这怎么这想不通啊？他 speculation 想不通的哈。
Then there is a philosopher who speculate but could not get through it.
那一对情人，他们抱着在欣赏他们的爱，也知道说这个生命是从哪来的。
And then there's also a pair of lovers, a couple, who are enjoying their love for each other.
那么有一个人就会像诗篇十四篇所描写的。
Then there is a type of people as described in Psalm 14.
亵慢人说，心里说，没有神，没有神。
The scoffers, who would say there is no God.
那这个人就呛着鼻子，这样高着眼，这样傻，那种狰狞的笑，狰狞的笑 ，grim, grim.
So this type of people would keep their nose high and be grim.
就说哼哼，那这样子轻慢天，轻慢地这样子。
And they would say, huh.As in a way to scoff at the sky.
你要看这个人的长相，可以看诗篇七十三篇。
You can look at Psalm chapter 73 to look at how they are.
从大概三节一直到大概十节左右，这些人，这个亵慢人是怎么样的形状，怎么样的面孔，怎么样的发声音，怎么样的看着天指着地。
From verse 3 to 10, you can see the description of how this kind of people are like, and how they would make sound of scoffing, and how they actually scoff at heaven and point at the earth.
所以愚顽人、亵慢人是在程度很深、很深、红的发紫，神要责打的，不饶恕的一群人。
So those who are full and those who scoff are those that God would.Punish.
所以说你一个傻的，你是傻傻，人傻傻的，憨憨的，戆戆的，呆呆都不要紧的了。
So actually, it's fine that you're simple or slow.
或者 slow-witted 都没有关系，最主要就不要犯上圣经所记的这个愚昧、愚蒙、愚顽、亵慢。
But what is important is that we don't fall into any of the three levels of foolishness.Or into scoffing.
那这些人都有他们的具体的表现，对，说记载在圣经里头。
And all these people have the manifestation as recorded in the Bible.
他们的心，他们的心，他们的眼儿，他们的嘴，他们的舌头，他们的脚踪啊，举手投足都有坏的地方。
Their eyes, their mouth, their tongue, their ears, they all have.Something wrong.
所以说这个就神不喜欢的，也是智慧书所鞭笞的这种愚人，这群人。
And these are the people who are not pleasing to God.
所以呢，我们下午所查考就是说，做一个总览性的一个鸟瞰。
So if we were to take
bird's view.
A bird's view.
那我们以后再慢慢的想，每在查里头的有关智慧传统跟智慧书。
In the future, we can continue to study about wisdom.
这是一个蛮让我们像世间人所说的善书了，善书的 book of teaching.
It's just like what people in the world say. This is the book of teaching.
那个修心养性呢，能够利己的造就别人呢。大发慈悲了，那个爱心了，这些都是对的了。
To have personal cultivation and also to be able to do good to others.
因为你要明哲保身。
Because we really need to keep ourselves pure.
我们要真的敬神爱人。
And we really need to fear God and love.
我们要延年益寿。Prolong your life.
We need to prolong our lives.
因为你要健康，你要心智的健康。
We need to have wealth and mental health.
就说这是你应该追求智慧。
And to do that, we need to pursue wisdom.
那你以后进入到约伯记二十八章。
And later on, we will go into Job chapter 28.
因为那是智慧的诗全部用诗歌写的，在讲如何的追求智慧。
Because that is describing the song of wisdom and how we can pursue.
你到哪里找智慧？智慧的真谛是什么？
What is the truth of wisdom?
Where can you find?
Where can you find wisdom?
那你找到智慧有什么效果？
And when you find wisdom, what result would you?
当然，这对我们大大有好处。
of course, these are all beneficial to us.
所以我们不能不想来学习真言啊，传道书啦、啊，但是传道书有它的虚空的一面。
So of course, we need to learn from Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, and Ecclesiastes,
或者约伯记
and also Job,
还有诗篇，智慧的诗篇
and also
wisdom
songs, the wisdom songs.
一篇三七篇，七三篇九十篇九十一篇，这些都是智慧诗篇。
So for example, Psalm
137, 73, 90, 91,
122, and 133. So thank God, this concludes our service. Let's sing him 500.